Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.
You're very welcome back. Tom Dunn in for Sean, 53106 for your text. And we're joined as always in studio on Monday by Barbara Scully and Declan Buckley for So You Think You're an Adult. Declan, you were taking your clothes off there during the ad break. Are you all right?
I just got a bit warm, Tom. Did you?
It was very dramatic, though. It was dubbed as quite a flourish.
Very dramatic.
It's your age, Declan.
You know, getting a hot flush.
There are cameras everywhere. Just so you know.
I know.
It feels like radio, but it really
it's like
isn't.
Magic Mike in here.
It is. We need to get straight stuck into this because we don't have much time, and these people need your help.
Okay.
I was out with a friend of mine there over the weekend, and she told me something that has shocked and disgusted me. She is pretty secretive about her love life, but after a few drinks, revealed she was seeing an older guy. When I quizzed her about him a bit more, she confessed that she wasn't really too attracted to him, but likes the fact that he is rich and treats her to clothes and dinners and has even paid her rent a couple of times. I don't know who the poor sap is, but she's totally using him, and I feel that she's letting herself down badly. I don't want to tell somebody how to live their lives. Oh yes, you do. But do you think that there is any way of letting her know that this really isn't cool?
Really isn't cool, Barbara.
Really, well, you know, you, once Barbara. Again, when you've lived as long as I have, I've been there, done that, in so much as that I remember knowing somebody who was in a very similar situation, a young woman back in the day. And I have a feeling this woman is probably quite young as well, you know, being the same age as the woman she's talking about, where there was a relationship with an older guy who seemed to have endless pots of money to pay off credit card bills and various other things. And we all, the friends, all quietly to ourselves kind of tutted and thought this was terrible, a terrible state of affairs. But the relationship went the distance and, you know, not quite lived happily ever after, but still, it certainly wasn't the kind of scenario that we had thought it was, and which this woman clearly thinks is going on here. And it did teach me one thing, which I still say regularly, is that none of us know what's going on inside somebody else's relationship. And the way it might look to you may not be the way that it is at all. If this guy, as she describes him, as being older, he's probably fully aware of what the game is and he's happy enough to play it. I don't think, you know, calling him a poor old sap is kind of ageist. I don't think he's a poor old...
He seems to be a rich old sap.
He's a rich sap, and he's obviously... I would think that he is quite savvy about what's going on here, and he's quite happy to... Declan, you're squirming over there. You're going to come at
I'm
me
not
now.
Squirming.
You're kind of squirming.
I'm not blush.
But I think he knows what the game is here. He's happy to carry on. He obviously likes this young woman, is probably delighted that he has this younger, probably very attractive woman. And so what? Yeah. The fact that she thinks it's not cool is really neither here nor there. Yeah. And no, you absolutely cannot tell other people how to live their lives. So she has got to zip it and just stay quiet.
There's something else Declan, rhymes I've with zip it. I can't think of what it is.
The friend who wrote this letter in, saying that she wants to tell the other person that what they're doing really isn't cool. I want to know what she means by it really isn't cool, because is it the fact that her friend, let's call her Melania, is living with like a really rich guy, and it's working out for her because it's giving her wealth and opportunities and la la la, and she doesn't have to do anything. Or if it's is she saying that in doing what she's doing that she's letting the team down? What's the exact nature of this friend's gripe?
Because what's she doing wrong?
Yeah, what is it that is wrong? I mean, I do see things that are wrong.
I think
the actions of women like Melania Trump do undermine.
What's the Texan model called?
Which the Texan,
model who used to be with Mick Jagger,
Jerry Hall.
Jerry Hall, yeah,
similar story.
Yeah, Jerry Hall with what exactly is it about Murdoch that she finds so attractive? Probably his cash and his power and influence, and that's fine. Women have done that for centuries. Men have done that for centuries. It's like a thing, you know. Fine, nothing wrong with it. What it does have is that it has a knock-on effect in that it creates the patriarchy and it creates a world that.
Hang on a minute. No, I don't think. I don't think it necessarily does create the patriarchy. It doesn't happen as often. But I mean, a rich woman who has, you know, you're implying that all the older, richer people in the relationship are men. they were, but they may not always be now. I mean, I think it's equally as likely that a rich owl one might find herself a young lad because she's paying all his bills. So I don't necessarily think that's it props true. Up the
patriarchy. It might be more common now. I suppose that's where I was going to go with this whole thing. Is the friend who wrote this letter in, is her gripe with this that there's something kind of unfeminist about this or something what is the nature of her problem?
I think you're reading all kinds of extra things. I think she just thinks this poor chap has been taken in inverted commas for a ride and he's paying for it.
Is he not well aware of that? Yeah,
but I think he is. So
that's what I'm trying to get to. Like, if he knows what's happening, is there a problem? Does she think that the guy doesn't know that that's what's happening? That's
so it's really two adults of different ages. Yeah. Two adults.
Yeah. Consenting adults doing what they want to do.
No one's being harmed.
It might necessarily be good for the world at large, but...
And it might be the way that she would consider it to be, you know, right and proper for her. And that's fine. We're all different. But I think, you know, you can't judge somebody else's relationship and decide then that something isn't cool and you're going to go rowing in and tell the friend, do you know what, this isn't cool because he's older and he's loads of money and he's paying all your bills. Might be a little bit of the green-eyed monster as well, do you know? I'd always be open, can I just say, if somebody was going to come along and pay all my bills
still,
and everything.
Barbara is still open for that.
Do you want absolutely. To be available? He'd want to be very, very old to be older than me, but yeah. That's,
stay the rich. You know, sounds like a sugar daddy. What's he expecting in return? That'd be my concern. I'd say he's getting what he's
expecting. He's getting, I know, exactly.
No, so we need to cut it out. There's no mystery there. It's not 1930. Does she buy him things in return? Only with his money, I'd imagine. Sounds like he's happy enough with the arrangement.
That's exactly the whole point. It's an arrangement, most relationships are a form of an arrangement.
They
it's
are.
Just whether or not you get like an emotional thing out of it, whether you get security and financial gain out of it, whatever it is you're getting out of it, you're actually jumping in. Most people jump into those arrangements with their eyes open, and you know,
exactly. I mean, if he was coming around, if he had dementia or something, and she was taking advantage, that's a different scenario completely. But he doesn't, and I think he's. As you say, he knows what's going on.
Who knows what her definition of old is? Well,
she might be a bit jealous.
The friend must be skint and wants a sugar daddy too. She's not faring well in this, and she's not happy, right?
Yeah, well, I think there could be, there
to
could,
work out.
I mean, it is nice to think you're going to have your mortgage paid and your bills paid and
I
all
like
the rest
the sound
of it.
You know? Dear Agony Aunts.
I'm going to get killed for that comment, I've just realised.
Dear Agony Aunts, I have a very tight circle of friends that I've known since college. I was 21 when I had my child and was the only one that I knew that had a kid. It's now 10 years later and three of my very good friends are now all pregnant at the same time. There is only a couple of months between them. I don't want to feel the way I'm feeling, but I do, and that's why I'm writing to you, because actually, or usually, the people I'd ask for advice are these people. I just feel really left out, and if honest, I'm a bit jealous. I would have loved to have had the experience they're having, where they're all sharing everything. They are now planning to go off on a pregnancy spa weekend, and while I wouldn't begrudge them, I just wish I could be a part of it. Sad.
Yeah, it's sad. It's also like, I mean,
it's not that sad.
It isn't that sad too. I mean, because a lot of people can't be part of exactly the same experiences that you're going through, that, you know, that you, a group of friends go through different things. For example, I'm a gay person in a gay relationship. I'm not having children like my brothers and sisters are. I don't have any sisters. I have sisters-in-laws. But what am I saying? Just because you're not able to go through the exact same experience doesn't mean that you're not able to be happy for somebody else. I think this person has already been through that experience already. I wanted to share it with you at exactly the same time. I want to be getting my nails painted down the pregnancy spa. Yeah, okay. Can you not just go anyway? I don't understand why she can't go anyway.
I don't understand that. And I'm going to make I'm going to leap to a conclusion here that I might be wrong. But I think from reading between the lines here, the writer says she was 21 when she had the child. Yeah. I'm wondering, was she on her own? And 10 years later, perhaps her three girlfriends who are now pregnant, maybe in relationships and may have a partner. If she was on her own, and I've been that soldier, she probably even back then couldn't have afforded to go to a pregnancy spa, as Declan beautifully called. Right. Anyway, also, if you're on your own and you're pregnant,
she called it a pregnancy spa.
It's a pregnancy spa weekend, but it's not a pregnancy spa. Do you know what I mean? It's not a spa where you get pregnant or a spa for only pregnant people. It's not a pregnancy spa.
I'm not down with the culture.
But anyway,
I can see somebody who's going to open one of them very soon.
There you go. You heard it here first. I must copyright that before I leave the studio when I leave. But I think if you're very young and you're on your own and you're pregnant, it's tough. and it's hard and it's lonely. And I think that she's looking at her three mates now, and they're obviously, I mean, even whether they're in relationships or not, they're 10 years older than she was. They're probably a little bit financially better off than she would have been at 21. And they're able to enjoy the whole experience in a way that she couldn't.
Yeah.
And I get that. And, you know, that's, but as Declan said, that's just the way it is, unfortunately.
Yeah. Mm.
However, I think that it would be worth her saying to the friends, I'd love to come on the pregnancy spa weekend as well, because they may just think that she's not interested because she's no longer that she's not pregnant at the moment. So I think she needs to tell them, look, I never got to do that when I was pregnant. I'd love to come along. But other than that, you have to just kind of, you know, you had your experience.
You did.
They had their
experience.
She was
experience. Only 21. So the Lord
there's
knows
there's loads
she
of
can
advantages
have
to having your kids young. Yeah. She's
I hear.
Not
are you suggesting that she get pregnant again?
She can
now.
If she wants to.
Just
so
that she can go to the pregnancy spa.
I would say just. But if she's missing the experience that much. She's looking back and thinking pregnancy was such a brilliant
can
time.
Can I just say
life.
You can go to a spa without being pregnant? You don't need to be pregnant to go to a spa.
Which is why I couldn't really see the problem. I think for me, again, it comes down to the fact that just because your group of friends are going through their pregnancy now, you've already been through the pregnancy. There's loads of people who can't, for various reasons, be part of that whole, you know, I'm going to have the pregnancy moment. And they automatically precluded. Sometimes we've had letters where people have come in and
can't see any reason why she wouldn't be able to.
I think she should just go. I'm coming, witches.
Just announce it.
I'm delighted to be part of your lives.
Make it
so,
number one. I work in a small team. There are only four of us and it's close quarters. One of the women recently has become so miserable that life and work has become unbearable. She moans her way through the day and everything is a problem. When she's asked to complete a task for projects, makes such an issue of it that the rest of us end up doing it for her. We don't have a HR person, so we're at a loss what to do. I've asked her if there's anything wrong. She just shrugged and said, no, I don't know what else I can do without being too intrusive into her personal life. Help.
Simple. Stop doing the tasks for her.
That's
and
one,
And tune out of her moaning. Don't engage with her. Don't facilitate her. You know, she's moaning and groaning and you end up doing the work. Of course she's moaning and groaning and then you're facilitating all of that. Stop facilitating. Stop indulging her. Stop doing the work for her. And she'll...
How do you ignore her in a small team, though?
Yeah, you probably can't. You'll have to just try and tune it out for a while, but certainly stop picking up and doing the tasks.
Yeah, but you know, I've actually worked on small groups with people where one of them has been like a really moody, negative energy
downer.
Person. Just, yeah, Debbie Downer. Let's Debbie call him Downer. Debbie Downer. And he was very negative and it's actually really... It's really draining and it makes you not want to go to work in the morning and it makes you not want to be around those people. And without recourse to some kind of like a human resource unit, somebody that's kind of outside of the group.
Group
who has a certain level of autonomy and separation from what's going on, you're left to deal with it yourself using your own kind of social skills. And that can be really hard because... It ends up becoming confrontational. One thing that I think is interesting is that this person doesn't want to confront them because they don't want to be intrusive into Debbie Downer's personal life. No. But Debbie Downer's personal life is intruding into their work life. And I think that if there isn't a separation between that, that blur has already been created. So I think...
But then again, it might be something in her personal life. She might just be a Debbie Moaner Downer because the way she is.
Yeah.
Like she could have the most charmed personal life and still be those kind of negative energy sucking
Maybe
people.
She hates her job.
She might just hate. Yeah, she might just be one of those like never happy people. But there's three of them and there's only one of her. So I do think that if they... I know tuning her out is difficult, but eventually she'll stop if she's not getting people running around and, you know, picking up the pieces for her and trying to...
Because in essence, the reason why the human resource functions were created is because in the absence of them, people were left. Group dynamics was left to just kind of handle the situations, and often it would turn into just like, this kind of ostracization, exclude the person that's considered
Debbie
to be
Downer.
Bad. That's not necessarily the best approach, but in this instance, it might be the only thing they've got left.
Maybe somebody listening might have some advice
because
small groups are a regular thing now, aren't they? The way people work. So,
and it's really hard to know.
I would need to ask you this one before I let you go, because I'm very fascinated with this one. So if anyone has other advice than that, 53106 for your text. But our neighbours got a new dog a couple of months ago. Never mind that they lock it in the garden for most of the day and it never stops barking. That's annoying. But last week, on the rare occasion, I saw one of them taking for a walk. I saw the husband mistreat the dog very badly. The dog tried to get off the lead and he thumped him very hard. I don't know what to do. I feel so bad for the poor dog. He looked terrified and was whimpering. They saw me watching them beat him, so they would know it was me. Should I say something or not?
You're going to leave this one to me?
Why? Because you're the dog person. You're a cat person. Okay. You don't know about how dogs feel. Look, to me, this is a clash between somebody wanting to maintain civil relationships with a neighbour and somebody wanting to do the right thing from an animal rights kind of perspective. I would believe that the animal rights perspective overrides your relationship with your neighbour. So I think you just need to just do
something. Yeah, I mean, I clearly think if somebody has a dog and they leave it in the garden, you know, for most of the day, and the dog is clearly unhappy with that, that tells you two things immediately. Number one is that they shouldn't have a dog, because, you know, that is not, dogs are not supposed to be left in gardens if they're not happy for long periods of time, and most dogs wouldn't be happy with that. And number two, it means they then have a dog who is probably hyper excited every time they come home and give them any attention. And so he's very difficult to manage. Now, that's me taking a kind of soft view, because I would totally agree with you that animal welfare would override Absolutely. Anything else. But I wouldn't hesitate. I would suggest maybe call the DSPCA or whatever your local for advice, and not to report them, just to say, I have this situation. Yeah. Can you give me advice as to how to handle it? Or maybe your local vet
might
give you some ideas as to how to handle it. But I'd certainly keep an eye on it. And if you saw it again, I definitely wouldn't hesitate.
Okay,
because if they're doing that on the street, what's going on in the house?
I have a tale to tell. We don't have time for me to tell my tale, but I will tell the tale a bit later on. But call the DSPCA for advice seems like an excellent first step. Barbara, Declan, thank you both very much. Things that change the world are coming up soon.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, offering Ireland's first personalised lending rates.